The Magic Boots by Scott Emerson and Howard Post. Every morning when William Wilkins got out of bed, he brushed his teeth, patted his dog Bob, and put on his cowboy boots. They weren't just ordinary boots. For one thing, they were red. They were soft, too, as soft as Bob's ears. But the most unordinary thing about William's cowboy boots was this. They were magic. They weren't magic in the usual way. They didn't glow or throw off sparks or walk around by themselves. A miniature genie didn't live inside them. But when William put them on, he could go anywhere he wanted. All he had to do was think of a place, any place. And in the blink of an eye, he was there, just like that. Once, he went canoeing down the Amazon River. One time, he spent the day Buffalo Bill's Wild West show. And since he had always wanted to be a cowboy, at least once a week, he took a herd of longhorns up the Chisholm Trail. With the help of the magic boots, William traveled the world, and he soon discovered that all he had to do was hold real tight, and Bob could travel right along with him. He made new friends, and he learned to see things from a different point of view. But then, one day it happened. The most horrible, dreadful, ghastly, rotten, worst thing William could imagine. His feet would not fit inside the boots. He took his socks off and sprinkled baby powder on his feet. It didn't help. He soaked his feet in ice water, hoping they would shrink. They didn't. Finally, he faced the awful truth. His feet were just too big. He had outgrown the magic boots. All day long, he moped around, feeling sorry for himself, wishing he didn't have to grow up. His mother tried everything to make him feel better. She even took him to get a new pair of high tops. It didn't help. William couldn't get used to the idea that he would never again explore the Amazon, walk on the moon, or visit the Wild West. That night, he cried himself to sleep, thinking about all of the places he would never see again. And suddenly, he was back on the Chisholm Trail, saving the princess from the Black Knight and hang gliding over the Grand Canyon. But when he looked down, expecting to see the magic boot, all he saw were his own bare feet. And at that moment, he realized it wasn't the boots that were magic. It was him. In the morning, he bounded out of bed, brushed his teeth until they sparkled, gave Bob a big hug, and put on his new high tops. Then, as William stepped out the back door, he thought of a place far away. And in the blink of an eye, he was there.